Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And guys, we are in for a treat of a show. We are joined, and I mean, it is jam-packed. Yeah. We have got Apprentice winner Harpeet joining us in the studio. So we're going to be finding out all the tea when it comes to Apprentice. And talking of tea, we're going to be bringing a little bit of Drag Race to your lives because we've got the lovely Vanity Milan joining us. So exciting times. But as you know, we always start with a little bit of showbiz. And this week, I'm excited to announce we've got a brand new showbiz editor here. And you're going to give us a little bit of tea because it's been a good week for showbiz. And it's Emma Clark. How are you, Emma Babes?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, Babes. How's your week been?
It's been good, actually. I actually went to Rome.
Oh, wow.
I booked it the night before. And then,
what? Oh, that's the spontaneity I need in my life.
Yes.
I know. It was, yeah.
How long did you go for?
Just 4 days. But
oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's there to do in Rome besides the Colosseum?
Do you know what? I'd only done the Colosseum this time.
Okay.
So busy.
Wrong question.
So busy. But no, just ate a lot of pasta.
Perfect. What else?
What you got to do? I've never been to Italy, but... Really? Men, food and coffee, all of them, I approve.
Happy
days. Let's do next week's show from Milan.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Emma, love, what's caught your eye, babes? What's going down in showbiz tan?
Oh, well, Monday was the Grammys and there was so much tea from the Grammys. So I was going to start there. So, I mean, there's a lot of Taylor Swift news to dissect. But obviously the main thing is that she announced her new album. So... it's been a bit controversial. Some people thought it was quite a random event to kind of announce new music at. So it's called the Tortured Poets Department. A lot of people have been sort of theorising about it being around her ex, Joe Alwyn, because ages ago in an interview he referenced that him and Paul Mescal have a WhatsApp group called Tortured Man Club. So it's very much like fans are going mad for it. And then also people were kind of discussing the response that her announcement had from, you know, the likes of Miley Cyrus and Olivia Rodrigo, because they were in the crowd and it didn't look like they were too fussed on the news or sort of like, I mean, they were clapping, but... yeah, it
you
was
know,
the
those crowd shots are always the best, aren't they?
Exactly.
When you see people's reactions to things, you're like, whoa, there's beef there.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was also quite dramatic because Taylor Swift was sort of singing along to Olivia. And there's a whole sort of wealth of rumours about Vampire being about Taylor Swift. So the fact that she was singing along to the song in the audience was also like... Have they made up? Is it actually about Taylor Swift? So yeah, it was all very dramatic. And obviously, yeah, the fact that we've got new music coming already, it's only been a couple of months, I think, since Midnight. So
she's non-stop, isn't she, Taylor?
She got her fourth Grammy, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's smashing crazy.
What do you guys think? I saw what Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, couldn't remember his name there for a while. Imagine forgetting Jay-Z's name.
Beyonce's husband.
He'd love that one,
right? He'd love that,
What's his name? But did you see that he kind of, was it Taylor he was calling out about the Grammy, saying that basically Beyonce's never won a Grammy, even though...
Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
How weird is that? Yeah, so he called it out. He basically done a Kanye.
No, she's won a Grammy,
she's never won Album of the Year,
which I've nearly fell off my chair then.
Yes,
same. How has Queen Boo not got a Grammy for Album of the Year?
Yeah, no.
That's the albums of my life.
Yeah, she's won Grammys, but not Album of the Year, which is so weird.
Bizarre.
Isn't it? Like,
so what was his little, was ever diss, did you say, or he's called it out saying what?
He basically went up on stage and I think he was presenting a Grammy, was he? And he basically just said, no disrespect to whoever he was presenting the award to. But there's some people in this room that have won like multiple Grammys and have never won Album of the Year. Riddle me that.
Oh, so subtle then.
Subtle, yeah. And his poor little daughter, Blue Ivy, standing next to him looking like, please don't.
One thing she ain't is poor. She ain't poor, little Blue.
Yeah, no. True. She's not. Yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for her.
How funny is that? Like, I mean, I don't know what part to unpick first. Well, my mind has just gone that Beyonce has not got album of the year.
Yeah. Crazy.
What do you reckon a response would be? That when he come home, would she be like, oh, thanks, baby? You know, like when you get home and you take your shoes and your bra off and you go, baby, your other half. I mean, I don't take my bra off. I don't. But I would imagine Beyonce takes her bra off. Not that I imagine. Where is this going?
Can you stop?
But yeah, I'm digging her now. I do not think of Beyonce with no bra on, which is a shock to no one. But do you think she's like, thanks, babe? Or is she a bit like, you don't do that to me? Like, cringe. Yeah.
Did you see the footage of her in the audience? She looked a bit like...
It was very awkward.
Yeah, she wasn't like, yeah, you're so damn right. She was kind of like, mm-hmm, okay, like, move along.
What do you say to that, though? Yeah. You can't really be like, yeah, you're right, I deserve it.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, that's true. I mean, she's not going to applaud it. But, like, her face looks similar to the time Kanye done it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She's like, here we go again.
And it's one of them things, though. I mean, putting it out there, I'm sure all of us agree, she absolutely deserves to win that at some point.
Totally.
Or over the years, she should have definitely won it at least once. Mm. But also, I think when you can relax back in your chair, when you're Beyonce, do you know what? Whether you've got that on your shelf, and I'm sure her mantle's got a few little trinkets on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's doing all
She's
right.
Doing
so,
fine.
And when you're Beyonce, as lovely as it would be for the acknowledgement, it don't really, you're Beyonce. It's
I
like
know.
Adele.
I know.
When you're known by one name, like
exactly.
Beyonce, Adele, Cher, Madonna, like, you're good.
What more do you need?
Yeah.
Also, like, you have your Grammys, so what actually is Album of the Year? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even feel
dog
it's
shit.
Good
who wants one?
Yeah, who
I
wants
don't.
One? Yeah, exactly.
That's me scrapped off next year's list, and I was so close to getting a Grammy.
next year.
What else, my love? Hey, what's going down?
Well, there's more Taylor Swift news.
Oh.
So she is, yesterday it came out that she's threatening legal action against Jack Sweeney over tracking her private jet usage. So for those who don't know, Jack Sweeney is a 21-year-old student. He goes to university in Florida. He's been named as part of Forbes' 30 Under 30. And he basically set up an account where he tracks celebrities and, like, their carbon footprint. And because he's been naming and shaming,
I love him.
So obviously lots of people have been praising him and saying it's great that someone's, you know, sort of calling or making these, you know, sure that celebrities are accountable for sort of their impact on the planet. It's also obviously a security risk.
Yeah.
So her her lawyers have sent him a cease and desist letter.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a busy week for Taylor.
fair play to Jack Sweet. Like, in terms of, what did you say, he's 21? I'm not 21. And I can't even track my iPhone. So how we can track Taylor Swift's plane,
I know.
Fair play to Jack. Because, you know, him goes, oh, track your iPhone when you've lost it.
Yeah.
I can't track me. I can't track anything. Like, I don't know.
How do I do it?
I'm just not there with the technology when it comes to that. What is it? Find my phone app. Anyway. So, yeah, fair play, Jack. So,
I mean, that's very savvy of him. Like, I guarantee he's going to go places. He's probably be like the next Elon Musk.
Well, if he's on Forbes at 21, that ain't too bad.
Yeah.
I was in Jumping Jacks at 21. I weren't on Forbes. Shame that. Still ain't on Forbes now. The year's young. Grammys, Forbes, it's all coming to me, Emmy. It's all coming.
But, like, isn't flight information, like, public knowledge? Because you could track any flight, right? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's in the public domain, but he's just making it very obvious who's doing what.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been quite controversial. Sort of, obviously, it's not just Taylor Swift he's calling out on the account. It's obviously the likes of the Kardashians, when Kylie Jenner got his and hers, you know, private jets.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Scott.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They've all
imagine
done it.
That old chestnut, Valentine's, that's both by a PJ. Yeah. Is and is, isn't hers, hers and hers.
What a life.
There's an is.
What a life. So if she wins this, he's rightly screwed because everybody else that he's been tracking can jump on that bandwagon and also sue him, right?
I'm sure they'll all follow suit if,
Oh, God.
He's definitely...
Forbes will have to scratch him off that cover because he's not going to be on the 30 under 30 list much longer.
I wonder if he tracks my EasyJet to Marbella. Unlikely, but...
just landed.
Let me know, Jack. Let me know. I'm going to have to check out his page. I'm quite intrigued. So, now he's probably got a little letter from Taylor's team. I'm guessing that's probably going to stop.
potentially. But I mean,
but I'm guessing he's not. I don't know. I'm no legal brainy, but is he doing anything illegal by doing this?
I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
No, we ain't legals here.
Get the lawyers in.
I couldn't possibly say, but
we'll have a legal expert in the spare chair next week.
Presumably not, because it's in the public domain. But yeah,
she just don't like it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I suppose maybe there was another step or something. Maybe he was publishing it on a website or something like that. Maybe there was something to do with that step that was illegal or frowned upon, I suppose. Maybe new laws need to come out to you know, shield celebs from this kind of
stuff.
Well,
either way, it's clearly getting on Taylor's tits. If she's sending legal letters, she don't like it.
And she's had stalkers before.
Yeah,
so
she's had a terrible
time.
She's
that hyper. Is definitely, I mean, that was cited in the letter. And they actually said it was sort of a life and death sort of situation. So,
oh God,
yeah, they're very much like, it's more about her security than it is the fact that...
Yeah.
That we care about her carbon footprint being out there, kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
What's next, my lovely Ems?
So, I mean, it's sort of linked, very loosely linked to Taylor Swift in the most roundabout way, but the Super Bowl's coming up on Sunday. And by that, I just mean that
the Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes, finally.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
We can like sport
playing
now.
Exactly. So, I mean, she's in Tokyo at the moment, but there's loads of speculation because Travis Kelce's team, Kansas City Chiefs, are playing the San Francisco 49ers. So whether she'll turn up. Now, she's not supposed to be the formal act. It's Usher this year. But yeah, lots of people have been speculating whether she'll make a cameo or... you know, sort of be in the crowds, which, you know, again, will probably sort of detract some of the attention away from Travis, but...
Who was he, anyway? Like, who were you, Travis? Like,
I did not know him until this one.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll be fair, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm glad I do know him now.
He's yeah, me too. I mean, I could take or leave him, but Taylor... But, like, I mean, Taylor's helped the NFL.
Huge.
Like there's girls watching the Super Bowl this year. There's people in the UK that have never even thought to watch it and they're watching it this year. So, you know.
And if Taylor Swift is in the crowd of anything, and it's same at Grammys, it was nothing to do with her fella. If Taylor's there's just certain people that you're going to pan the camera around. So course you are. Like, it's a no-brainer, especially, is it football? Baseball,
a sports
arena.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna throw the camera around and do a little bit of tay.
Of course.
Would.
I want to see her reaction.
Exactly.
That's why most people are watching.
I liked her with her little. She was having it large to old Miley at the Grammy. Yeah. She loved it. She was raising her glass. She was like pink. She raised that glass. Yeah, the flower. She loved it.
Exactly. I always think of Wimbledon as well. I mean, any sporting event, you kind of want to see who's in the crowd, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it's not
completely.
Much about the sport. I'm sure I'm offending every tennis fan ever now.
I know, there's men listening to this screaming at the podcast.
What are you doing? But do you remember like when wag culture became a huge thing? I don't know what year it was, early 2000s. But the year, was it a World Cup or a Euro? I get confused. I'm not the best boy at football, shockingly.
I remember the wags too, yeah.
But you had Vicky B, you had Cheryl. Yeah. You had you had the Queen wags in. You had
Colleen Rooney.
And we want to see what they're wearing and how they've done their hair.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I want to see David kick a ball, but I also want to see what's Vicky B doing?
Like, I know.
Is she blonde? Has she got a bob? Has she got extensions? Like, what's she doing this
week?
What's
she doing? Who they're sitting next to? Who they're chatting to?
Yeah.
What faces they've pulled when they were doing the goth?
Exactly. I want to see that more than I want to see David, which I don't say often. But then don't pan back to David. Let's see him kick the ball. But then go
the
back to Vicky.
But
yeah, best of both.
Of both worlds.
That's the world nowadays, babes. What else, Ems?
Speaking of Victoria Beckham, she's actually featured in one of the Super Bowl ads this year. So it's more of a cameo than her being the main fixture. But yeah, it's Jennifer Aniston. And basically it's an Uber Eats advert just saying about how you can... It's quite a boring advert in itself, but it's the fact that it's got Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer in and the Beckhams. Mm-hmm. So Jen is just like, in order to remember something, you have to forget something. And then David Schwimmer comes along and then she does not register who he is and forgets their 10-year, working relationship and all this stuff. But the Beckhams also feature, and there's definitely like a nod to their documentary as well. So it's quite tongue in cheek. Mm. But yeah, so it's already kind of coming through because like every year the Super Bowl ads are like a huge deal.
Yeah, they go mad for them in the States, don't they? They're like a big event.
It's like a huge deal. Yeah. Is this the clip I've seen on social of Vicky B wearing the top my dad used to have a Rolls Royce?
I think so. Yeah,
love that. Which is obviously a nod to the Beckham documentary. Yeah.
Thank God she can laugh at herself.
This is the thing, and I think and Vicky don't need me to back her up. But I think she gets a rough time because she always had this thing in the press, like when she was perp, like she was like, oh, she don't smile and all this stuff. The girl can have a, I bet she's the best laugh on a night out.
Totally.
To wear that top, she's taking the piss out of us. Like she's having banter. I think she's a funny girl.
I
want to have a porn star martini with her.
Exactly, me too. I love somebody who can laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
And the fact that they even left that bit in shows that she can. And now they're even selling merch, I'm pretty sure, with that slogan.
I hope so. Get them coins.
Get the coins. One thing they're very good at.
Yeah.
Merchandise.
Get the merch. Get the merch. Well, and Uber's certainly throwing the coins around.
I know.
They are.
To get Jane, David B and Vicky B. Yeah. They're doing all right this year.
They're doing fine, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not messing around.
Good on Uber. What else, my lovely Ems?
So there is a new film coming out. It's called Miller's Girl. And it's caused a bit of controversy this week in the sense that it stars Jenna Ortega, who's known for playing Wednesday Addams in the Netflix series. She's also been in the Scream movies and You as well. Mm. So she is 21 in real life, and she's basically playing opposite Martin Freeman, who's 52. Now, the whole point of the film is about sort of a very taboo kind of relationship between a student and teacher. But there is a sex scene that has now sort of people have been watching it and they just find it quite jarring given the age gap between the actors.
Yeah.
She is portraying an 18-year-old in the film as well. It's like I've seen certain clips and stills from it and it's quite
bad.
I haven't seen the film as a disclaimer, but it is definitely quite, I think she's quite young looking anyway.
Yeah,
it's quite jarring to see her do more of an adult kind of role, and you know you're sort of used to seeing her in pigtails on as Wednesday Addams, and then suddenly
instead of getting smashed by Morgan
Freeman is well, like say, what?
It's
you'd never picture that. Like
no, he ain't a bad looking geezer though. To be fair,
no, he's not. But he's
you
just,
don't want to. Yeah, it just
he plays God in most things, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And it's
do you want to see God having a go on Wednesday Addams?
Yeah, not really. But is it meant to be jarring? Is that the whole point of it? Like,
yeah.
She's meant to be a student, and
It's very much like I was going to say it's like Lolita. It's not as bad. It's not about paedophilia, but it's definitely quite.
That's always a good sign for a film.
Oh, that went down so quickly. It's just, it's definitely supposed to make you feel uncomfortable and sort of question boundaries and things like that. But it's
but
definitely
movies are meant to do that, right? Like that's the whole point of movies. They're meant to move us. They're art. They're meant to like make you feel sad, happy, all the emotions. Like if we just, you know, if there's no controversy around a movie, then what is it doing?
Yeah,
you know. Exactly. We like controversy.
And it's obviously working. Do you know what I mean? Maybe this is they knew it was going to get people talking. It's no coincidence they've put, I mean, Jenna, can we just say how amazing she is? So she's 21, but like I say, looks a lot younger. But the career at 21 to done what she's done, like her career, that's a good CV at 21.
Totally. She's going to go places.
So to put her against Martin Freeman, like they obviously knew what they was doing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, job done. Marketing and PR team are probably, we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure a lot of people on all socials talking about it.
When's it in cinemas? Do you know?
I don't actually know. I think it's coming out, it's definitely this year.
This year.
Soon.
Do you know what? I really want to go to the cinema soon. I'm just waiting for a good movie. Because, you know, just the weather and just the cold, dark evenings. I'm like, I'm ready for a cinema date now, but there's no good movies out. So I'll keep an eye out for that one.
There you go.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Emma. It was lovely to have you in the studio, my love, giving us all the little showbiz too. Now, what we're going to do, before I go to break, before I get my first guest, Harpy, in, you guys know I do a little bit of Bobby on the street, and this week was no different. So I've been beating the streets of London. And this week, I'm not sure if you've heard, but basically, there was whole thing that Tom Holland didn't know that you had to pay for water. So he hadn't paid for water for 5 years because he just thought it was free. Okay. I mean, it's an easy mistake to make. Bless his heart. So I wanted to know, what do people think is, well, not necessarily just free, but what's the thing you grew up believing and you realised as you got older, that's not really the case. So let's find out what London Town believed growing up.
Turning the light on in the car was illegal.
I feel like the phone, like paying for your phone, I thought there was no bills for that. And then my mum's like, yeah, you actually owe me like £100. I'm like, oh, okay.
I think when I was eating carrots, mum was like, oh, these will make you see in the dark. Like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. No. Why are you lying, mum?
Yeah. My mum used to tell me that power lines were made for squirrels to run across the roads so that they wouldn't get hit by cars. And I believed it for the longest time.
When I was younger, turning on the light in the car was illegal to my parents. So I didn't know it was like not actually illegal until like a few years later. And I was like, oh, it's fine to turn your light on in the car.
So funny. I love how we were starting to start getting the same answers back. And some of them I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, make sure you follow us on social media. Instagram, we have our brand new account at 888foobar. Go give it a follow because that is where you are going to get Bobby on the street every single week and you get the full length and you get the visuals. Who don't want to see my lovely face walking around London Town? You want to see me walking around King's Cross, don't you, have a microphone in my hand? Anyway, enough of me beating the streets of King's Cross. Let's get in Harpy. I'm excited to get a little bit of tea. Now, before we get Harpy, we're going to do a little trial and then we're going to get all the stuff. Because obviously we have got Apprentice back on our screens coming and we need to get all the tea. So we'll have a little trial and we'll see you in two.
Hey! FUBAR Radio presents Access
All Areas. Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, oh, Jeremy Corbyn. What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every
yeah.
single one said it's really necessary for them to come. The
Dating Show. I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's, timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird?
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level. You can be friends with someone. You can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
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 FUBAR Radio live. Oh yeah, babes. Harpy, how are you, my love?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It looks fun in there.
Thank you, babe. And you, lovely to speak with you again.
And you. I think this is usually one of the more fun interviews that I get involved with.
Not just being one of the funniest interview, Harpy. You know that, babes. So, how is everything going for you? Busy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the year after I won the show, so I won back in 2022 on The Apprentice, it was intense, but it's continued to be a whirlwind. It just doesn't seem to be stopping. Got lots of plans in the works, and I'm getting married in 4 months as well.
Oh,
so
my God.
Congrats, babes. Congrats. So,
you.
Obviously, there's been a lot of stuff in the press because you've recently bought out Lord Sugar Shares. What
I did.
What spurred that on? Did you always know that you wanted to buy him out, or was it like an all of a sudden I want him out?
No, I didn't sort of kick him out overnight.
Wash that man out of your ear.
Look, it's business at the end of the day. I've been in business around 7 years when I applied for The Apprentice. So it wasn't like a new startup idea. You know, I didn't need any babysitting. I wanted the investment and I wanted the exposure from the show. I mean, millions of people watch it. But obviously getting into it, his team are amazing. The support was fantastic. Everything kind of kicked off. We opened another store. We deliver nationwide the desserts that I do. And we started to get into brands like Selfridges and Hilton.
Amazing.
However, you know, it cropped up where we had the opportunity to buy back our shares. When I say we, I also have my sister involved with the business. She co-founded it with me. If anyone remembers, it was a big talking topic back then on the show. We had the opportunity to buy back our shares. I mean, which savvy business person wouldn't take that up, to own 100% of your company again? Why would you not?
Yeah. And when Lord Sugar was in your company, did you find he helped in any way besides just the exposure from the show? Was there any, and the investment, obviously, was there any other ways he helped afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you are sat at a table with a billionaire businessman and you don't learn something, there's something,
something
not
wrong.
Quite right with you. Yes. Yeah. There's something that you can take away. And I found that for me, I've grown a lot in confidence, you know, since working with Lord Sugar, and since even just speaking with him and seeing the way that he is, it's taught me a lot. Mm. You know, I've learned that actually I'm quite unapologetic anyway, you know, I am very direct. But spending time with him, you know, throughout this process has taught me that actually you have to be absolutely shameless about what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to do. You've got to go for your goals. Mm-hmm. You've got to negotiate even harder than you were before, because at the end of the day, your pure goal is business success. And you have to be pretty thick-skinned to get to that point. So I think for me, the biggest learning is I've just grown so much in confidence from kind of seeing even the way that he is.
Incredible. Incredible. So what... I'm just taking over this interview, Bobby.
Right,
I'm babe. So interested.
Oh, you're right. After you, my love. Go for it, girl.
So what did it feel like afterwards when yourself and your sister just owned completely the company again? Did it feel liberating or did you have a little celebration?
You know what? I feel like me and my sister celebrate. We always celebrate our wins. You know, in business, it can be really difficult to make time for family or to go on nice holidays, etc. I'm not going to lie, we're pretty spoiled. We like to take time. We go on our luxury holidays. We always do that anyway. So for us, this was almost like another business decision. It just made sense. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a shock to us. We'd kind of wanted for this to happen for a while. Simply because, again, like I say, it's business at the end of the day. Of course you want your company back. And I think since then, we probably haven't acknowledged it. You know, we do feel a little bit more free. Mm-hmm. People think it's amazing having an investor, and it is. For mm-hmm. you to attract an investor and back that investment, that is to be celebrated. Like, well done, your business, or you are good enough for someone to believe in you. However, what a lot of people forget is that it's actually a lot of pressure, because the whole reason about going into business is so you can be your own boss and you can do what you want and you don't have anybody to answer to. Now, Lord Sugar never gave me any kind of indication that he felt he was in charge or he was the boss or that we were directly answering to him all the time. But you definitely have that additional pressure, because everything you do now isn't just about what happens for you. It's about delivering a return on that investment. So I think there's a little bit less pressure and probably do take it a little bit easier.
So, babes, you mentioned 4 months and you're getting married. Now, I want to talk about this because obviously you met your partner on The Apprentice, which I don't know, that never really happens. Do you know what I mean? Most people come out there rating each other and ripping each other's easy locks out and having tear-ups. So to come
out... Well, I'm not saying that still happens now.
Like, that's
still true.
Well, that's a keeper, isn't it? Do you know? But how... At what point into the process did you know? Because you both kept it on the DL, didn't you? You didn't really shout it from the rooftops, early doors that you was together post-show. When did you start to get that feeling, I'm into him and this is more than just a banter or a friendship? Because it's a close environment being on a show like that, isn't it?
I really wish I could sit here and give loads of juicy gossip. But actually, we used to secretly meet in the laundry room on the show, but we didn't. And when I actually last spoke with yourselves, I think it was right after I'd won, we weren't even flirting, never mind dating. So genuinely, when we came out in the public, it was months after filming. And the first time that I thought I actually fancied him was when I watched him on TV and I watched episode one.
How funny.
I was like, hang on, you know, he's actually really good looking and he comes across so well. I think I was so laser focused in the process of filming and getting through it all. Your brain isn't operating in that way for going out and having a cheeky flirt. So
yeah,
we didn't actually, he didn't ask me out on a date until 9 months after we'd actually first met.
Wow.
And when we did, he asked me for dinner and I said no. And I actually asked if we could invite the other apprentice candidate. Because I was really unsure, hang on, is he flirting with me? I knew he was, but I was kind of scared of like going there because we were all friends.
Yeah.
So I changed it to a business lunch and we just hit it off. And then he obviously revealed that he'd been in love with me the whole time.
Oh.
I'm saying that because he's sat here in the back.
Because when I found out that you were together, because it was obviously after our interview, and I thought, I bet it's all been going on secretly behind the scenes. You've been sneaking off and having a little kiss in the garden.
Yeah.
I wish we did. It would have been a little bit more fun. It was definitely not. Could have been a stress relief, couldn't it?
So,
no, we didn't. We kept it very professional, very classy. Went and did what I needed to do, bagged the investment.
Smashed it, won it.
Smashed it. And I think, you know, I was really hell-bent on I didn't want a relationship. I didn't want to date. Very business-focused. And honest to God, it sounds so cheesy because I'm not a romantic, soppy person. I'm really not. But it's really true. Like, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere when you're not even looking for it. I think we're so like-minded. We're really ambitious. And I think because we're on the same page, we've had a similar experience, it's just worked. And within 3 months, you know, we'd told everybody and thought, right, we better put this out there before people see us together. And because we're Indian, you would never introduce someone to your parents or go public unless you think you're going to get married. So I think very quickly, within 3 months, it was like, you know what, you'll do. I think you are.
You'll do. And what's the guest list saying? Have we got any of your series castmates coming?
Yeah, absolutely. So Catherine, I don't know if you remember, she was the other finalist. She's going to be one of my bridesmaids.
Wow.
And some of the candidates from the show, Nick, Akeem, are still close with Akshay and Brittany, one of the other girls. Yeah, they'll be coming. There's about maybe six or seven of us that have really stayed in touch and just genuinely become friends. I think when you go on like a reality show, you always see people afterwards saying that they're going to be friends forever for life and they love each other so much. And it probably often fizzles out as time goes on. But I do feel like we have made this small group genuine friends for life, and we just want the best for each other, really, and want the best for our businesses. So yeah, once I got the investment, I got a husband, and I got a best friend.
Happy days.
Win,
just waiting for my invite.
Do you know how many people have said
that? You have to cut it somewhere. You may as well cut it at Bobby.
We're cutting it at Bobby, Dobby. See, he ain't coming.
No.
I think we've got any spare invites lying around.
Thank you, darling.
The children's table.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're looking forward to it. There's only 4 months to go.
So would you ever go into business with your husband now? Seems you're both massively, you know, business orientated.
Really good question. And someone asked this to us about a month ago, and our answer was actually no at the time.
Oh, but they planted the seeds.
Yeah, we felt like we would rather support each other. So we talk about business all day, every day anyway. Like, we always think if someone wasn't in business, what on earth do they talk about with their partner? Like, what do you talk about? And it's just the way that we're built. So for us, we're always supporting and helping each other in our businesses anyway. But we're both very dominant. So we've always thought if we had a new business idea, just let it be that person's. They can take the lead and just support and help them anyway, because that's what you're going to do. However, we are working on something at the moment.
Excited.
Too much. Yes. We're really excited. We are working on something which I never anticipated, actually, but it just makes total sense. We can't wait, and we hope to be able to announce it in March.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's exciting.
Can you tell us what space is it going to be in? Retail? Is it in hospitality?
Put it this way. I feel like, look, we've both been in business a while, actually. My businesses have been very product-based. So I have my dessert parlours. Actually has a lot of experience in the online space, you know. The stuff that he does, I've got no idea about it. It goes way over my head. You know, I'm almost vice versa. Like, we both bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people reaching out almost for business advice, tips on confidence, how to pitch yourself for interviews, how to handle investment. Wow. So it's very much in the businessy space. Almost like a service, you could say. So yeah, we're looking to launch something for other entrepreneurs.
Wow, I love it.
To hopefully bounce back off.
Babes, you're going to have to promise me right here now, live on air, that once you're married, I'll let you get married first, have your honeymoon, then you both come in, you either come to the studio or we'll have you both on a Zoom and we get the exclusive and you promote your business and plug it here on Access All Areas live on Food Bar Radio. What do you say?
Well, we're announcing it next month, but we get married. So
come in next
month. Coming before the wedding, then. We want the exclusive, babes.
we'll come back to it. We'll definitely come back on for sure.
Thank you, babes. I want to ask, and I hate to be that person, because I think there's always, the minute people get engaged, like, oh, when you're having kids, do you know what I mean? And I think that that's too much pressure on people. So I'm not going to be that specific, but what I'm going to say is, in the plan of obviously both business people, would you like a family together? And also, how does that work when you're both business people, and like, especially like, you've just bought out Lord Sugar, you've got a lot going on, is got a lot going on, could you manage everything plus being married and a little one?
You know, so no one's actually asked that question.
Thanks, babe. I'm a good interviewer.
This is the exclusive. There's your exclusive content.
Yeah, the real one.
It's a really nice question. And, you know, there's no harm in asking either. I think, you know, it can be a sensitive topic for some people. But, you know, happy to kind of share that. Actually, this is just my view as a woman. The thing is, I'm very much not of label. So for me, I don't care if someone's male, female, what colour they are. It makes no difference to me. There are going to be challenges no matter who you are. So if you are in business, you're in a career, whoever you are, whatever colour, gender, whatever you are, you're going to face personal challenges.
Mm-hmm.
However, having said that, I do feel as women, we do have to be superwomen. Mm-hmm. And you want a career or you want a business, but for me, I'm also quite traditional. I like to be a girly girl. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoy cooking and cleaning and being that role of a woman. I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also can't let that ambition and drive go. Like, I've also got that in me. So first of all, it's hard to juggle all of that, because am I supposed to, you know, jump on and do like cool interviews, etc.? Am I supposed to go and get dinner in the oven? I enjoy both, you know. And I think that's actually one of the things that has attracted me to actually my partner, because he is really like also traditional. He's such a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that because he sat opposite me. he really is a gent, and he does like look after me and almost allows me to lean into my feminine energy, nice. Which is really nice.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all my life I've been like decision maker, dominant, building my career while trying to juggle all these other things we have to juggle as women sometimes. And I've always tried to work really hard, because I recognize the struggle that women have in a career or business, that when you have kids, no matter what, it is tough on the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you supposed to juggle earning money and earning what you need to whilst bringing up your kids?
Yeah.
So my attitude actually for the past, like I'd say 5-6 years, has been like, work hard enough so that when you do have children, you're not worried about maternity leave. You're not worried about, am I working so hard this month because I need to make sure that money's coming in. My goal is financial freedom early so that I can bring up my kids and not worry every 5 seconds about working myself to the bone.
That would
I
be
probably
the
still will, because that's where
you are. Yeah.
And I'll probably still drive myself up the wall. But the point is, I've always wanted to build that financial freedom so I can have children. You know what? I'm 32 now. Again, as a woman, you have to think about your ticking time clock. I would love kids. You know, we've had a chat about how many kids we would like. You know, I think we're settled on maybe three. I think he might say two, but I'm going to say three.
Hopefully there'll be twins in there.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I'd have more, but then they don't fit in a car nicely, do they?
Exactly. You'd upsize everything, yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah. So I think for us, we would love to start a family, but we definitely have some personal goals that we want to get through first. Not because we can't meet them later, but you just want to get them out.
Totally. I think you want to lay the groundwork, don't you? Like, and I feel like you have a real good foundation with your business and your joint venture that's coming up. And I feel like that groundwork is going to be laid and it'll be perfect for you after your wedding.
Yeah, just want to get that going and then it's running rather than the pressure of starting something new.
Exactly.
And then in addition to that, I think just want to spend some time together, me and him, because within the space of 18 months, we've gone on our first date. We have introduced to each other, to our families, the public. We've bought our dream home. We've been on a few nice holidays. You know, we're getting married. We've been, he's been planning the proposal. Then we're planning the wedding. There's been something every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We've not had any time to
Busy times.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for I could speak to you the whole show, but I'm going to have to let you go, my love. But I've got to hold you to it. You come back and I want to hear all about the new business. Do you promise, babes?
I promise. We'll definitely talk again, for sure.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a lovely chat.
I love her. She's so nice.
So sweet. Right, guys, we're going to go to a little ad and then we'll be back into and we'll be joined by the lovely Van E. Milan.
FUBAR Radio presents
All areas.
And we are joined now by our lovely guest, James Johnson, celebrity hairdresser. How are you, James?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
What was Mel B like then? I used to be a Spice Boy.
The best energy.
Did you sing to her?
I can't sing.
Nor can I, but I still
do. I remember the job got cancelled. I went to wherever she was staying in London, it got cancelled. And whoever she was living with made us Victoria sponge cake. So the job got cancelled, we all sat around a table eating cake. I got in the car among mine and I was like, I've just sat with a Spice Girl eating Victoria sponge.
Oh, noshing a bit of Vicky Sponge.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club.
We are joined in the studio now by professional comedian Brett Goldstein. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm very grateful to be here with you two.
If you could dig someone up and fuck them.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly and Cary Grant, right?
Not Cary, there's not much time. If I could dig up Gene Kelly, I'd say, could we do a dance?
I've got the shovel in my boot.
In this scenario, is he still dead when you dig him up, or does he come out?
Does he come to life? Is he a rotten corpse, or is he?
That's my club.
The dating show. Dating or going on dates when you were like a teenager was always quite fun, though. Do you know what I mean? I remember going on dates to like the cinema. You'd go shopping, like shopping centres, wouldn't you?
I think, if anything, they were maybe this just says about life and where it is, but I used to get really excited, like more excited than I do now. Like the thought of going to meet someone in a park, a boy, it was like, oh my fucking God, what trainers am I going to wear? Are my trainers clean? Am I going to plait my hair? It was like, the thought that would go through my head just to meet one person, whereas now, you know, you might meet someone on the way home from work and it's like the effort, you're still making an effort, but it's like, yeah, I can fit you in. It's completely different.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
I know that I shouldn't say this, but oh my God, you're contagious. I'm feeling your body like nobody else. I'd rather be naked, cause when I'm with you, I can't take it. Got that feeling inside you, I'm aching. You say that I'm crazy, but that's just your type, so I'm patient.
Ooh, the way you made me feel special, I wanna make it official. Do you feel it too? Ooh, the look you have in your eyes, come on over tonight, take a bite.
That's right.
Cause I'm into you. I really wanna get to know ya. Come and let my body control ya. Cause I'm into you.
Vanity, how are you, darling?
I'm all right, babe. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Loving the track, by the way. It's
so
a tune.
So good. Oh, my God. It's a summer song.
Well, do you know what? I just can't wait for the summer.
Yes. And that's the vibe I get when I listen to it. I just like, you know, top down in a car. Not that I have a car, but driving around. Woo! I can feel it.
That's what I thought when I was, you know, writing this song. I was like, this is definitely something you can enjoy while you're driving in your car in the summertime. It doesn't matter where you're going. It's a nice little summer bop into you.
Totally. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear it on the radio.
Babe, so what's been going on? Busy bitch, clearly.
I've been a busy bitch. It's been a wild couple of years since the last time we spoke. And it feels like a full circle moment because you guys actually gave me the opportunity to come on here and talk about my first single, which is on the EP. So it's full circle moment. And I started writing this EP in 2022, could you believe it or not? Wow. So again, it's just, you know, it's been a whirlwind of opportunities, performing, traveling, and conquering the world.
Love that for you.
Love that.
Love that for you. That's amazing. So what's your favorite song on the track? We heard that one. That's really good. Is there another one?
Do you know what? As a Libra, I really cannot pick. I'm very indecisive. Hence the reason why it's called Libra, because all of these tracks were my favorite when I was, you know, getting to record it. So I can't really choose which one is my favorite because it depends on how I feel on a day.
Yeah.
Into you, you know, I'm feeling very lovely. I'm feeling very sexy. You know, I see my man. I'm like, hey, boo, how you doing? I'm into you still 12 years later.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a different vibe. Or if, you know, someone pisses me off or a booking gets cancelled, you know, I'm a big talker, you know. So some days it varies.
It varies. I love that.
So, babe, obviously you've competed on Drag Race versus the World. Will you be watching the new series?
Of course. A new, you know, versus is always something that I enjoy because it gives the girls a nice opportunity to come back and show what they didn't show before.
Do you think it's almost like, is it exactly that? Is it like just a second chance to maybe, because obviously no one knows where they're going to get eliminated. So no one really knows what their, I think the most overused word in reality, but their journey, so sweet. But no one knows what their journey is going to be first time around. So do you think coming back second time is almost like, right, balls deep, girl, go in and show them what you didn't show them the first time?
I'm a prime example of that. You know, I felt like I didn't do so well on my original season. And I felt like I had a lot more to say and a lot more to prove. And going back is definitely like a redemption for the queens who didn't get to show as much as they wanted to show, which I feel like is a very great opportunity because you're doing it with queens around the world who also was in the same, you know, place as you, who didn't get so far, but now has that opportunity to do it all over again and show the world who that person is. I'm so excited for my season 3 sister Teresa, you know, UK girly all the way, even though I did Canada, I still represent.
Love it.
Do you think, I mean, obviously, because you've done the show, and obviously I'm guessing you as a fan, I know we've spoke before, you've been a fan of the show and you've watched it. When, like, some from a UK queen or around the globe, because obviously the franchise is just huge now, do you see a difference when you go, especially as a UK, like against US, is there a very big difference between our style of drag?
Yeah, you know, British drag is completely different from any other drag that I've actually seen. And I can see now it's like adapting outside of just like British drag. I see it going into the, you know, the US scene, you know, Australia. I've seen like how camp British drag is. It's very comedic, it's very fun, it's very, you know, take the piss out of yourself.
Yeah,
you know, different areas in the UK, like Birmingham, they call themselves bastard, and you know, you get that from all of the queens. No, I'm joking. But you know, you see the girls and it's just the camaraderie within each other is great as well, because again, we're just a bunch of bastards, if I must say
that.
So.
You know, I love that.
The live singing bastards.
The way he says it as well, the accent, it. Bastards.
Yeah, bastards. You have to say it like
you
that.
You have to say
to
it
why
like
she
that.
Black for giving me that one.
And I think it's very true. Like, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, like 6 months maybe, I don't know, 9 months. But I know from when I look back to, say, when I was 14, 15, like what drag was then, like UK drag. I mean, like, we had, I mean, they weren't even using iMac or Veet, whatever it's called now, the rebrand. Right. There was no, it genuinely was, a man could just put his dress on, stuff a dress with a couple of socks from Sports Direct, and that was felt like, and
that
then,
was
you,
it.
And then, like, Drag Race, like, USA, you see that these snatch, slick
they
wigs,
so
ball girls, contoured like a Kardashian. And then you'd go to the Yumbro Centre and see a geezer in an old frock. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the little shimmer frock.
Yeah, and a wig from, like, I don't know, $9.99 Halloween aisle.
A little hard front. But that's what British drag is sometimes. That's how we've done it from, you know, day dot. That's what's inspired even myself to this day, you know, like the dames and, you know, the queens that come on and just, you know, represent British culture, but put it in a funny form in drag, you know. Again, we're expressing ourselves in the most creative way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Men in wigs, men in wigs.
I'm here for it.
Yes, yeah,
I love it.
So who do you think is the best chance of winning in the lineup then?
It's very hard to say because all of them are strong in what they do and definitely coming back to give a redemption. I feel like they're going to fight till the bitter end. Now there's also like that £50,000, you know, money that they're going to win.
It's going to be like gladiators.
And cash is king. Do you know what I mean? A brown envelope at the end of the week with 50 bags in it. No one's going to say no to that, boo.
Exactly. Because, you know, the queens spend so much money on their outfits. Yeah. And this is now a reward back for them. So, of course, they're going to be itching and scratching to, you know, get that 50K.
Do you know what?
I'm rooting for everybody. Again, my sister Theresa May is on there. I'm representing for the UK girls for... You know, UK versus the world, and shout out to them for, you know, representing for around the world.
Yes.
And is there a rivalry, babe? Like, I know, like, people always say, and I don't know if it's so much when it comes to, like, when it comes to verses, but, you know, like, just the normal Drag Race, like, a series ends, that the queens, you have your year, and then you start seeing it leaked, and you know that that's going to be someone else's journey, again, the J word, that starts for that year. And some people get a little bit bitter about it and a little bit gel, and a bit like, oh, what bitch is going to take my work? Who's going to do this? Is she going to get that gig? Is there any form of jealousy when it comes to verses, or because it's global, like, it's just like, go and have the best time?
Do you know what? I feel like it's a go and have the best time.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's any competition. I've always said it's not what you do during the show or how you place during the show. It's what you do after the show that counts. You know, get yourself a nice manager that doesn't steal thousands of pounds from you.
That always helps.
You know. Right. I know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Adam Muddle. But it's just... I'm sending shots. Now, Big Talker was meant for him, by the way. Just letting you know. but, like I'm saying, it's the girls are going to do what the girls are going to do. The bookers are going to book who they want to book. If, you know, you've just come off a recent season, of course you're going to get booked more than others. But I can't sit here jealous about a next girl. I have to worry about me. Hence the reason why I'm staying in my lane. I am a performer at heart. People know that. So if you're going to book me, book me. But I'm not sitting in the house sad. I'm making music, honey.
Exactly. And if you're in your own lane, there's no traffic. Yeah.
And that is the best way to be in
life. Say that again for the people in the back. If you're in your own lane, there is no traffic. Because there's no one in my lane, period. Exactly.
And also, like, when you're big, like, karma is everything. Don't be bitter about any... Because what's meant for you in life will never pass you by.
True.
And if you're bitter and you want to take a coin out of someone's purse, be careful. Because karma's a bitch, and she might not be here today, she might not be tomorrow, but that bitch is round
but
the corner. She's sharpening them fucking talon claws, and she's coming for you. Yeah. So wish people well in life, because what's coming's always coming. Exactly. And there's plenty of pie for everyone. Yeah. Cranberry apple, help yourself.
Go on, help yourself, darling. Plenty for all. Plenty for all. Okay.
So what's next for you then? I know you're busy and you have the EP coming out and all of that, so you probably can't even fathom what's coming up. But What do we have to look forward to?
The EP is already out. You know, the streams are up. Mm. I just want people to keep streaming it because yeah. I've done this, you know, by myself. I wrote everything. It's just me and a producer. We mixed and mastered everything together. And I'm just so proud of this body of work that's out currently right now. I didn't believe it was going to come out. Again, it's just me being a Libra and saying, do I want to release music? Is there a market for me? And, you know, platforms like this are now showing me, yeah, there is a platform for me to release music because I just love making music. More performing, traveling internationally. You know, my Canadian sisters love to help me out when I want to travel and do little tours. Tours are coming up potentially. So there's a lot of stuff in the woodworks at the present moment in time. It's just about my management pulling his finger out and making sure that it's all
And babes, let's talk social media because I'm always really intrigued how still to this day people think it's fine to just troll people. And some people go, Bob, fair game. When you go on a TV show, you're asking for opinions. Right. Of course, like, it is what it is. Have opinions. I think there's a fine line between opinions and death threats, but who am I to say? But social media can be a little bit of a dark... I mean, I love social media. I ain't bashing it at all. Love it. Love it.
Love it.
But there is a dark underbelly to it, and some shit goes down on there, which ain't nice. How do you find it? Have you ever come across anything terrible?
Oh, 100%. Drag Race fans are hardcore to the death. You know, if they don't like you, they'll let you know.
Right.
Even the, you know, the underscore Bob 3101.
Yeah, that's an egg.
Tell you that, you know, you're the most horriblest person in the world and someone else should have stayed instead of you. And you're just like, okay, but I filmed this a year ago, so what do you want me to do? Go back and film it? I mean, I don't have a time machine, so there's no point in me even responding to negativity because my platform has always been and will always continue to be a platform for positivity, spreading and uplifting people around me. And I don't pay or feed into it. Sometimes I can get bogged down a little bit and it does take a toll on my mental health. But at the same time, you have to have people around you that are able to just pick you up out of that.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely. Because these people, I always think if you've got the time to sit there and abuse and hate on people, because there's always going to be, you could put any TV show on, there's going to be people you like and people you don't. I mean, there's things I don't like, but would I pick up my phone and go, I'm going to search them, follow them, and it's when they follow you.
It's so weird.
And then abuse you. Why are you following? Like, it's the most bizarre.
When you respond to them, and then when you respond to them, what they do is they go, oh, no, I was just trying to get your attention. Hi, how are you? And you're like,
oh, they get, you respond and they get a semi. And then they're sat in the basement knocking one out over your response. Do you know what I mean?
So weird.
They're knocking one out over the response.
Knocking one out, just over little old you, just responding to
them. Talking and knocking one out. Last question before
what's
I let you
this
go.
Question
be? Staying on the social media. I always like to ask my celebs about DMs. What's going down in the DMs? I mean, obviously, I know you've got a lovely partner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people don't care about all that on social media. Have you had any blue tick dick sliding into the old DMs? The dick pics?
Not blue tick dick, but definitely some... Old gentleman dick.
Old gentleman dick. That sounds disgusting.
Why do the other girls get the young, hot body ones and I always get the daddies?
Oh my God. Old gentleman.
And it all curly whirly like Percy the pig.
Jesus. Like, and it's like, you know, the little curly whirlies around. And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
four grey pubes. Oh, no, it ain't no good.
Look, you'd just be like, oh, not for me, not today. I'll stick to the one I've got.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for coming on the show again. An absolute pleasure to speak with you. And I have to say, absolute goals. I see you're sat in your wardrobe. These wigs and headpieces behind you,
that
stunning.
Wardrobe.
I'm getting Whitney vibes, that one behind you.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the cover. That was the hair for the cover of my EP.
What? Stunning, girl.
Beautiful. And look at the outfit, the sparkly outfit behind. I actually can't.
Love
it's
it.
Beautiful.
On the cover of my EP. Look, promotion.
Promo. And quickly.
I've even got merch. So if you want to buy some merch, .com.
Go and buy it. Got, thank you so much, babes. I'll speak to you soon. Send you lots of love.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, what a great show, Ellen.
Brilliant. Oh, my God, I love him.
Oh, I love it. And that's the end of the show, guys. Literally 5 seconds. So I've got to say, love ya, leave ya.
Love ya.
See you next week. Bye, guys.